You are listening to part two of our interview with Jesadia Lopez, a youth activist and community organizer, on the Women's Mosaic on KXRW-FM. I'm Elizabeth Madrigal.
And I'm Karen Morrison.
And we're the hosts of the Women's Mosaic, where the real lives of women and girls are shared and celebrated.
In this space, we honor the feminine and amplify the voices of women speaking their truth.
The Women's Mosaic delves into the real lives of local women through story-rich interviews, learning what works and what doesn't to enhance the health and well-being of women in our community.
We strive to share unique perspectives, resource sharing, and instructions on how to be kind by any means necessary. Welcome to the Women's Mosaic.
Today we are joined by Jesadia Lopez. She is a junior who attends the Arts and Academics High School in Vancouver and a youth and community organizer. Welcome to the show, Jesadia.
I'm happy to be here and honored for this amazing opportunity.
We're honored to have you. Yep.
To start off our conversation, we'd like to ask you to tell us one thing you'd like our listeners to know about you, and this can be anything.
Well, something that I always share when I'm introducing myself to someone is just a little fun fact. I found over 64 four-leaf clovers. I've kind of stopped counting, but I do have a photo album of the majority of them.
Wow.
I've never found one. My grandmother gave me one when I got engaged. That was it.
Really?
Where do you find them?
I just, sometimes during the day, I take the time to just crouch down and like look in the field and find them. I remember the first one I found is when I was like around probably 8. Mm-hmm. I was just crouching down in this park that we go to that has this fallen over tree, and I found one and I immediately ran to my parents, and he was like, "Oh my God, so lucky." And like
we rubbed it
on my dad's wallet, and then I ran back and I found another one that day. I found two that day.
Wow,
that really is nice.
That's actually quite adorable.
That is cute. Did you ever see a leprechaun, though?
I haven't yet. I'm still, maybe when I reach 100.
Yeah. I'll tell you once I get there, if I ever. You have indicated that you serve in your school and also your community. Will you share some tips that we could share with others about how to do this, how to get involved?
I lead a facilitated discussion group where I select a student who's not as involved in leadership to be my co-host or my host, and they help facilitate this little group discussion where we utilize a grant given from our school district to bring in food while we ask students important questions like, what type of impact do you want to see made in our school? How do you feel about this issue in our district? And I give them time to talk after they ate their meal, of course.
Of course.
And
the food is mm-hmm. genius. It's a good draw, right?
Very much is. And after we've given them some time, I'm like giving back all these wonderful answers and students feeling empowered to speak out and say things that they want to say. And I use that facilitated discussion group time. It's known at my school as currently soup group. It was helped made by a senior who graduated, Sam Marcellinian, and now I'm currently doing it with another senior who's going to graduate soon, so it's pretty sad, Jack Melton. But what I do is that I take the answers from that facilitated discussion group, and this can be done with just a complaint that you hear in the hall, and I put it into action. A student said that they want more sense of community and belonging, that they feel like clubs in our school aren't as recognized. So I got with the administration and organized a club fair. And that directly addressed that issue. And it was small change that's doable. Another student said they would like to see more, like, you know, recognition around mental health.
Yes.
And that's where the mental health board came. I just think it's small things that can help out and make students feel recognized and bring that type of small change and tips that we're looking for.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. So many adults who feel completely powerless justify their lack of civic engagement by claiming nothing ever changes. What would you say to them?
I would tell them a quote that has stuck with me ever since I first heard it. Change happens at the speed of trust. It can be frustrating in today's world where we constantly give away our trust to be proven wrong or feel like we had something taken away from us. That's the feeling where we believe that nothing ever changes. But we have to remember that we can also give our trust to our community, to our voice, to ourselves. And when we flip where that trust is going, I see change. Mm-hmm. When I put trust that my voice will empower others and make a difference, then I'm going to ensure that it does. If I put trust that when I vote pro for a certain bill or action, that it will have impact, then I'm going to rally as many people that I can to do it with me and see the difference I make. Claiming nothing ever changes, I feel like, is a reflection of the frustration that we feel. But rather than that, I think that we should be looking forward towards trust and the actions that have made us feel empowered and secure.
Boy, that is a good answer.
I'm voting for you. I want you to know I will vote. I think you can be 16 and people can vote for you. I think that was the youngest count. Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes.
And I wish I could vote in Vancouver.
I can. And yeah, we'll be voting for you. You empower youth through your passionate and powerful leadership. Are there mentors or adults whose support and guidance empowers you?
Okay, my biggest inspirations will always be my parents and their life experiences. My mother is currently a teacher and one of the best educators a child could have. And my father is one of the most hardworking men that I know. Just a quick little shout out to them.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yay to her parents. Yes.
But aside from them, the amount of support that I've been given and people who have helped me is way too many to name, but I'll try. I kind of feel, like I said before, that my journey has been a butterfly effect.
Yes.
I started off ushering at my school for our theater, and I was really committed because I was determined that I could, you know, I could make someone's day and help out this way. I was getting community service hours and volunteer hours. And the staff that ran it at the time, Miss Danielle, really believed in me and empowered me and introduced me to the next theme that I was in, which was the Youth Commission. And there I had empowerment from Elizabeth and Linnea, who run it, who are great workers. And they gave me a chance to speak during one of our meetings with county counselors. Mm-hmm. And someone saw me, Paris Nelson, and she led me to the next theme, which was my task force, where I got to join and be an advocate for environmental justice. It was facilitated by Almendra, and I met some really great members there, like Eduardo. And just moving from there, I got a lobby for the first time with Paris and Almendra, and it just kept going. From that lobbying experience, I learned about being a Senate page. I got more involved, and just new opportunities came towards me. And from there, it really sparked my determination to do more and that I could do more. And then I started doing the walkouts and I got support from Eduardo, who is a really great and active community member who's doing so much for the immigrant and Latino community.
Absolutely.
And I just kept meeting people. And I even met Karen and you guys, which is really great. But I would say definitely, there's not a lot of recognition towards teachers. Teachers are amazing.
You're right.
So many of my teachers put up with my, I'm going to be president, I'm going to be mayor, I want to do this, and they deserve some recognition. Aww. And all those people that kind of helped me, just move me along gently.
Yes, yes.
I think the, feeling of being lifted, lifted up, is so important. But I also, I mean, you're acknowledging so many people. I mean, yes. First of all, your parents, bless them, for raising such an aware, you know,
powerful
person. But I think that when we as adults don't acknowledge the value of young people, and we aren't patient, you know, and we do have expectations that without, as you say, you know, it's an unfair standard when we haven't given these young people the tools they need. I mean, it sounds like you were given tools, but you were also guided in a way that you very eagerly decided to follow. I mean, you were kind of led sort of in a certain direction, and then you made your opportunity.
That's right.
Because you pursued it. And I think, you know, there's nothing more powerful than to see someone who is, you know, so young and so directed and yet so effective. I'm just kind of tongue-tied here, trying to find ways to express.
I told you.
Yeah, you told me, Karen. She told me that
I
you
said,
would.
Oh. Yeah. I've been watching, and the people that you name, Paris, when you said Paris Nelson, Abby and I went, oh, you know, and Eduardo, there's nobody like my Eddie, and Alamandra, all the people that you named are people that are so powerful to see this. And then they're there when you have those days where you're like, this sucked, this went this, they're there to say, no, 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 you can lean on us and we won't fall over on you. Just keep coming, because like you said in the beginning, it's about trust. Trust has a lot to do with it. So not everybody you can go to, but you've got powerful people that you can go to and say, guide me through this one. Here's a storm. And because they've been through the storms, they're perfectly aligned to help you make it through the rest of your journey.
And they see you.
Yes,
that's
they see
the thing.
You.
They see you. And you see yourself through their eyes,
yes.
Through that mirror effect.
Yes.
But, you know, they see you, and we see you, and I think this community.
They better see
yeah.
you.
Well, they'll see her.
They'll be hearing you on this.
Yeah. What advice would you give to other youth who are interested in becoming community advocates, activists, and organizers?
I would tell them, don't be afraid to start small or fail a few times before things get better. Like I just shared, my journey has been a butterfly effect. I didn't start with speaking before a big crowd or leading a huge
right.
protest. I started in a club at my school where I would open doors for people and guide them into our Durst for performances. And that led to just going on to the next thing because I wanted to pursue that. And I know a lot of people want to just jump immediately into the more publicized or recognizable action, but that's not really how skill or passion grows.
That's right.
And I just feel like if you really want something and you really want to become that person, then you will eventually find it. And relying on just little things that you can pick up, little skills, little actionable things can really help develop that person you're trying to become.
So you're actually saying qualify yourself. You know, figure out what you need in order to accomplish what you want to do, and then develop those skills and practice. And again, don't be afraid to fail. The failures, I mean, we really do learn from our failures,
whether it's
a relationship or friendship or political activity or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. There's a quote that says, nothing beats a failure but a try. If you don't try, you've got to keep trying. Even if that fails, keep trying because it's in you. You know, your passion will drive you to continue till you get there. So what is the most important thing you have learned about youth community organization?
The most important thing that I've learned is that connections matter and that you cannot organize alone. Through the experience that I've gained, both the events that did work out and the ones that didn't, I learned that being able to have support and people with different expertise or experience that you can rely on will heavily impact the way that your event plays out, especially as a youth organizer. There is a lot that we can accomplish, but there's also things that we need help and support with. Mm-hmm. And that can be done with connections and just people that you've talked to and want to support you. For example, with the student walkouts that I've done, a huge concern was safety.
Yes.
And one of the ways that I've been able to aid and kind of provide that comfort for students who participated is by gathering community members and organizations who are willing to sacrifice their time
yes.
to make sure students were protected and seen when they're away from school grounds and mm-hmm. the protections that are within that building.
Right. You know, that this, in spite of everything that you have accomplished, I think it is amazing to me that you are not arrogant at all. Mm-mm. I mean, and even in what you just said, you know, there is a certain amount of humility that it takes to collaborate. You know, people who want to be in charge and control everything are probably going to have a lot more failures than they are successes. But, you know, when you do connect and collaborate and lean on each other, much stronger. You know, it's in Native American heritage, there is a sweet braid. And it, you know, if you take a blade of grass and you can break it pretty easily, but if you weave them together, the 21 parts, it, you know, it's very strong. And that is the message that I think that you are providing that is so amazing to me. You're so young. I wish I had been like you when I was that young. I mean, it's an inspiration to mm-hmm. me. It really is. And I feel very excited for, you know, the youth. I can't wait until you can vote.
Me too.
Next year. You're listening to the Women's Mosaic on KXRW. We've been talking to youth organizer Jasadia Lopez about her community activism and leadership. We are going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and then continue our conversation.
Shriners Children's has opened a new pediatric orthopedic clinic in Vancouver. The clinic provides evaluation and follow-up care for children and teens with orthopedic conditions, including sports-related injuries such as sprains and fractures. Care is available regardless of a family's ability to pay. The Vancouver Shriners Children Clinic is located at 900 Northeast 139th Street, Suite 204, and is open Monday through Friday. Information about services and scheduling is available at shrinerschildrens.org/Vancouver Clinic. And it's just contagious, you know. And it never fails.
KXRW programming like this is made possible with the support of The Columbian. I'm Will Campbell, and since 1920, my family has owned and operated The Columbian and ensured its award-winning news coverage. For the most thorough daily coverage of local news, national news, and local sports, both in print and online, and for subscription information, visit Columbian.com. That's Columbian.com.
Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to the Women's Mosaic on KXRW. Today, our guest is Jasadia Lopez, who is a youth activist and a junior at the Vancouver Arts and Academics High School. Our conversation with her continues. Before we go, is there anything we haven't asked you? You know what? I want to ask you one thing before I ask you this.
I want to ask you something, too.
Okay. All right. So I would like you to talk a little bit more about the Clark County Youth Commission. And I know you're a member of it, and I think it's a wonderful organization. Mm-hmm. My youngest child was also, you know, part of that when he was in high school. So do you want to talk just a little bit about it and what that experience has been like and maybe encourage young people to apply?
Yes. So I joined the Clark County Youth Commission when I was a freshman. And there's a lot of, the group itself changes every year because some of our members leave and some join. So you never really know what you're going to get. My first year, I saw a lot of people who were very actionable, you know, very involved in a lot of things. And the next year, I met people who were more creative, more involved in like different themes and had different interests. And it was really a really nice group, and I'm still getting to know it and enjoy it. But some of the things we focused on there is our policy assignment, the Clark County Youth Commission Awards, or Achievement Awards, where we celebrate youth around our county and give them recognition, and the art show that we do collaboratively with other organizations in the youth house. My experience has been very positive. The advisors there are so supportive and have, like I said, pushed me along to my next thing that I'm going for. And I think just being able to have a chance to talk with local community leaders and kind of have that experience to share what life has been for me living in Clark County has given a lot to me and laid a road towards what I'm currently doing and what I want to do next.
That sounds wonderful. So your turn, Karen.
Well, I have a question to ask you. You know, the big theme word here is self-care. Take care of yourself, rest, restore. What do you do when there's so much confusion and chaos going around you? What do you do for self-care?
For me, it's a bit complicated because I feel like with all this confusion and just kind of worry that's going around that is, like I said earlier, outside of my control. Part of my self-care is action. I feel reassured when I do something, when I move my body, when I act, because it makes me feel like I'm doing something.
That's right.
And especially when I see the impact, it gives me more of an empowerment towards that. But aside from that, I do take breaks and rest quite a lot.
Good.
There are days when sometimes I'm just at home, maybe sick, maybe not. But I think one of the things that I like to do is that I like to journal. I like to spend time with my family. I kind of just like to reflect and think of things that I could do better, things that maybe I could change. But one of the main things that have helped me kind of relax with what I do is just taking walks and just giving myself some time in my day.
Looking for those four-leaf clovers, are you?
Yes.
I told you, what? I can spot.
Yeah.
I can
Karen
spot. I can
gets watch. Almost all of our guests through her community work. When she meets people or knows people, and she, honestly, I mean, she said to me, this young woman is amazing. I mean, I was almost going to pound on the desk.
Well, he'll edit us out after this. He's like, what are they talking about?
And, you know, I have to say, I'm so delighted to meet you because I just feel so happy. I feel, you know, sometimes you meet people and you're like, oh, or you read the newspaper and it's like, oh, you know, and you're not going to stop reading the newspaper. But it's so inspiring to find someone who isn't discouraged.
No.
In the most discouraging times, really. I mean, these times are chaotic and unhealthy. And you know, there's so many things that are not going well. But you're still optimistic and energized and passionate and taking action. And you know, that is, taking action is one way to not get stuck.
That's true.
And not get depressed because it's psychologically impossible to take an action and then, you know, just sit there and moan. You can't do both things at
like
the same time.
That's like cleaning my house. It's like, oh, I need to clean. So I can take action and moan about it. But, you know, what she's saying, that your vibe is so good that it's contagious. And it motivates people to want to do something, even if it's little. Like you said, it could be a small step. But it's a step toward the right thing So nothing's too little, too big, but it's all important for us to get to the goal. And so I love that, I mean, if people could be in this room and feel the vibe and your vibration of good, healthy, and whole, wanting everything for your family, for your community, for your future, for all of us, not just a few of us, but for all of us, they would be voting for you. We're going to be working on getting you in there, the White House.
Yeah.
We're not going to stop until you're there. So.
Well, I think your sense of justice, you know, that is something that I do see capacity building, you know, in some parents. There are some kids that are born with a lot of empathy. I don't know, you know, just the way it is. You see the older sibling bop the younger one on the head and, you know, like treat them like they're, yeah, I mean. But I do think that, you know, these characteristics of empathy and care and civic involvement do need to be nurtured. And they're not something that, you know, I mean, I think all of us need to think about Jasadia. And think about how many people have encouraged you to be who you are. I mean, you obviously are a shining light.
Yes.
But I think that, you know, you have taken all of these adults who have cumulatively empowered you by, again, guiding and lifting and supporting you and believing in you.
Mm-hmm.
But you believe in yourself.
Yes, you do.
And that's beautiful. And that... no one can give you but yourself. So,
and they can't take it away from you.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Nobody can take it away from you.
And as you say, even if, you know, your actions don't succeed, it's the action taking
that
is the critical part. You know, and as Karen said, you know, if you don't try, then you've already failed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gosh, we're twinning now.
We've always twinned.
It's true.
Thanks so much, Jasadia, for your advocacy, not just for youth issues, but on all issues that affect our lives, communities, and futures. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you. And I hope to continue to advocate on behalf of my community and family.
Love it. Love it.
Well, for more information about youth leadership opportunities, contact the Washington State Legislative Page Program, the Clark County Youth Commission, the Ridgefield Youth Commission, or your local school district. And again, thank you so much, Jasadia.
Yes, thank you. You've been listening to the Women's Mosaic on KXRW. That concludes the second part of our interview with Jasadia Lopez, a high school student, youth activist, and community organizer. If you'd like to hear part one of this interview, visit kxrw.fm and click on the Women's Mosaic show page, where you'll find the streaming link.
Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
And that's our show. New episodes broadcast on the second and fourth Tuesdays, but you can stream any episode online anytime.
We are so grateful to our guests for sharing their knowledge and life experiences with us in their support of the health and well-being of women and girls.
So until next time, be kind by any means necessary.
And remember to honor your power.